Now, there's been a Ukrainian school running since May. It's taking a break for summer, but there are hopes that we'll start again in September. It's being supported by North East West Kerry Development, NEWKD. And I'm delighted to say we're joined in studio by three people involved with this. Robert Carey, who's manager for NEWKD, by Oksana Tabaluk, who's coordinator, and by Zaid Kasoub. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Kasoud, who is a development worker with NEWKD. First of all, Robert, I'll go to you first. Tell us about this Ukrainian school that's been running since May and that's been supported by your organisation, NEWKD.
Yeah, well, thanks, Teresa. Well, as you probably know, we in NEWKD, we're doing a lot of support work with Ukrainians. And I suppose we were getting feedback from parents that they were worried about their kids maybe losing touch with, you know, Ukrainian culture and also falling behind on the Ukrainian language. So my colleague Zaid talked to the parents about what we might put in place to sort of help that and to sort of help prevent them sort of losing touch with their culture and language. So we decided to trial a Ukrainian school. So the school was set up in Rahanan.
In Tralee.
And it's been running, and the lads can tell you more details about it, but it's been running for the last number of weeks. And it's been a big success. There's 60 kids involved and five volunteer teachers. And I suppose the hope is that we'll be able to sort of start it in September for the full term. That it'll become sustainable, and it's very important for, I suppose, as anybody who's talked to Ukrainians will realise that they're very proud of their culture and history, and I suppose and language, and I suppose all the more so because obviously the Russian state is trying to undermine their national identity and sort of deny them their unique identity. So they're very passionate about it. So I think they're really embracing it. I think it's going to be a something that will grow next term. Yeah.
And at this stage, I will bring in Oksana Tabaluk, who's coordinator for the school, and also Zaid Kasoub. Zaid, do I have your first name pronounced right?
Zaid Kasoub, yes.
Thank you. Both Ukrainians. Oksana is coordinator, and Zaid is a development worker with the NEWKD. Tell me, Oksana, what sort of feedback have you got from the children and their families to have this school so that they're keeping in touch with their Ukrainian arts, with culture, with math, speaking the language, the music, all that. What sort of response have you got from the children and their families?
The kids are very happy that they can go to school and they can talk in Ukrainian, then can teach Ukrainian, they can study Ukrainian language. And parents are also very happy. They are saying the kids want to go to school, and they are happy there. And what we need, we just want to keep our Ukrainian language, our culture, our customs, and it's very important for us here, and we appreciate all help and support that we have with this project.
Was it emotional? Because as I said, a year and a half ago, you and Zaid never imagined you would be in the most western part of Europe, thousands of miles from your home. Was it emotional being back in there and kind of recreating a Ukrainian school here in Kerry?
Yeah, we've been thinking about it for a long time ago, and we wanted to make something like this because a lot of countries, they have Ukrainian school, and actually there. We had one Ukrainian school in Dublin, but we haven't got here, and we've been thinking about it, and we are very proud that we have Ukrainian Saturday school now.
It took place on Saturdays over the past month. And at this stage, I'll bring in Zaid, who's also involved with the Ukrainian school, running this Ukrainian school. What did it mean for you to help make this all possible? What did it mean for you, Zaid?
Part of my job in NEWKD is I'm a psych app worker for mental health and youth communities. I'm from Iraq myself. I've come to Ireland 7.5 years ago. And I would say definitely I can see how Ukrainians are proud of their culture. You can see that whenever one of the Ukrainian parents is there. They want to help with the school. They want to help with setting up the tables. It's important for them. And that's where it didn't matter if I'm working on Saturdays or it didn't matter, because I go there and I see very happy children. I see a lot of teachers who are really keen to deliver as much as possible and teach as much as possible. To be honest, one of the teachers there, I was telling Oksana about her, that I would have loved to have her as a teacher when I was in primary school. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand a word of what she's saying. I just loved the way that she was teaching. You can see the passion, and you can see how important it is for the children. You can see the children are interested. You can see the teachers, and definitely the parents. And that's what it is about. It's about what they want. And I think keeping the culture is very important. Ireland is a country that has now a lot of different cultures coming, and it's important to celebrate all of them.
And my apologies, I thought you were Ukrainian, so apologies for that. But obviously you can understand, given the history of your country as well, like what the people of Ukraine are going through at this moment as well. Back to you, Oksana. Is there anything any of the children have said to you, or indeed Zai, that's really said, oh my God, this Saturday school makes it all worthwhile? Because of course we should say the children continue to go to normal school, for want of a better term. Is there anything that any of the children have said that's said, oh my God, this is really, really special?
I don't even remember, but they love it. Just they are happy, they are smiling, they are laughing in school, and we see that we need to continue it because they want to go to school. And parents, they are asking, a lot of them, they just messaged me, and they are asking if we're going to continue, because they want to be registered in school since September. And yeah, they are waiting for this to continue their study there.
And Robert, we're back to Robert Carey of NEWKD. The hope is that this Saturday school for Ukrainian children, so they can keep up with their language and culture, that hopefully it'll start again in September. Is that the plan?
Yeah, so I mean, we started this on a pilot to trial it, just to see if it would work. And what we'll do in September is we hope to, you know, parents will start paying a fee, and then it'll become self-sustaining. We'll be able to pay teachers. And I suppose, you know, you can kind of see parallels to, I mean, a lot of my family would have immigrated to London. And, you know, the Irish in London, I used to visit my uncle in the Kilburn and the Irish clubs, and they used to keep the dancing and the music going, Irish dancing, you know, so there's parallels with that. So it is important for migrants from another country to connect with their own culture, as well, obviously, with the local culture. So, yeah, we hope to start in September, and I would think we hope to run it for the full year next year and maybe expand it.
And Zaid, anything that stands out for you that any of the children have said to you or their parents about how important this is for them, that they have school, that they can stay in contact with their Ukrainian culture and language?
I would say that I don't really talk that much to the children because it's all in Ukrainian. The whole school is in Ukrainian. But I would say that I was surprised that one of the children that I've seen, I would have known them from supporting them while they were in Ballyferta. And I was surprised that they actually showed up to the school in Tralee, because the whole idea was that we will restrict the access within Tralee because we wouldn't have enough teachers to teach everyone. And there was a lot of oversubscribing to the school. But the fact that people are actually traveling just to reach the school, just to participate in the school, it's fascinating. And I think that's the feedback that I would imagine.
And thank you all for your contribution this morning to tell us about the Ukrainian Saturday School for Children, to keep in touch with their Ukrainian heritage and culture and language, and the hopes that it will start again in September. The school was on a trial basis for the past month or so.